This is the Banner of Truth radio broadcast, a program sponsored by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Your speaker is Pastor Hans Overdoon. Hear what Moses prays to God in the last verse of Psalm 90. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. The beauty of the Lord here refers to God's favor and grace, His goodness and mercy, His loving kindness, and the fullness of His blessings as Savior God. Moses' prayer is, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. That this really and joyfully may be your and my prayer too. Notice with me the reasons for this prayer, the riches of this prayer, and the resolve with this prayer. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. To learn the reasons for this prayer of Moses, we need to consider the whole psalm, Psalm 90. This psalm is the oldest of the psalms in the Bible. It was written by Moses in the time when the Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, where also very many died and were not granted to enter the promised land of Canaan because of their sin and unbelief. Only a few above 20 years of age remained alive through those years, one of whom was Moses. Looking at verses 1 to 11 especially, and remembering the setting of this psalm, we can learn the reasons that led Moses to say this prayer, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. One reason is Moses saw and realized something of how wholly other God is from the creatures He has made. As verse 1 and 2 of the psalm suggest, Moses in life's journey is overwhelmed with the greatness and majesty of the unchanging and eternal God. Moses looked around him and saw so much that was temporary and couldn't be relied upon and was changing constantly. And then thinking of God, Moses realized how unlike all that He is, how above all that He is. Therefore, Moses also begins the psalm with the majestic opening, Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or even before Thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. It was realizing something of God's bigness and eternal stability compared to man's smallness and unending fickleness that made Moses pray, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. You know why we should pray Psalm 90, 17 still today? Because also still today, what is man in and of himself? Don't you realize too your smallness before the greatness of God? Your fading duration living in one generation compared to God being the eternal dwelling place in all generations? Life only begins to make sense when you are anchored and connected with God somehow. Otherwise it is meaningless and purposeless. This is what Moses realized, and so should we. Realizing God's majestic otherness and greatness is one of the reasons for the prayer, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. A second reason for this prayer, which we find in this psalm in verses 3 to 6, is the realization of the shortness of life and the reality of death. For Moses in the wilderness, seeing so many pass away, a whole generation even, it was truly an unrelenting realization of his, how short is our life, and death, what a grim reaper, letting none escape its cold and final grip. Just think of the number of funerals Moses attended day after day in that 40-year period in the wilderness. Moses talks about man being like the grass of the field, in the morning of the day growing up and flourishing, and in the evening of the same day being cut down and withered, gone and no more. He reflects on the brevity of life and time, and compares that to God, who lives above time in a way even that we can't understand. And he prays, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. The reality of the swift passing of time and the certainty of death gives so much reason for the prayer of verse 17. Don't you agree? Moses in verse 6 to 11 gives us another reason, surely, for his prayer, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. In verses 6 to 11, it is obvious Moses realized and was convicted that the reality of death was because of sin. Moses sees death as something unnatural and as a fruit of sin, as the Bible also very clearly tells us it is. The wages of sin is death, we read in Romans 6. Moses admits even God's justice and righteousness in and with death because of the greatness and grievousness of sin. This man of God was aware of the reality of sin and all the sad and ugly consequences thereof. And this moves him to pray, "Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us." Oh, would you not admit to and confess what reasons for this prayer of Moses for yourself as sinner by nature, prone to wander, prone to fall, proving in and by yourself to be a guilty and corrupt sinner time and time again? Do you pray too, seeing your own ugliness by nature as sinner, "Oh, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us"? And still one more reason the psalm gives, leading to the prayer of verse 17, is all the sorrow and struggle and burden of life that Moses saw. He speaks of it in verse 10, where he mentions that much of life is full of labor and sorrow. How much of that he surely witnessed, both in Egypt and in the wilderness. It is a fact still today, isn't it? While surely there are very many blessings in life that we may yet enjoy, still it is reality this whole creation groans because of sin. And in this world spoiled by sin and the curse of sin, there is a lot of grief. Sometimes people who look so happy on the outside carry inside so much hurt and unhappiness, so much sadness and sorrow of heart. In our world in general, you will agree how much grief and misery there is in so many places, suffered by so many people. While seeing and experiencing in different measures something of that awe, do you see again another reason for the prayer, "Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us"? Oh, will your prayer too be, "Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us"? Yes, not only considering the reasons for such a prayer, but notice the riches of this prayer, our second main point. What are some of the riches of this prayer, "Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us"? Notice for one, who is the object of this prayer? None other than the Lord Jehovah God. Moses here is praying to the God of salvation, the God of the covenant of grace, the one only true God, the one to whom Moses prayed was and is the most compassionate, almighty Savior God, with whom is plentiful deliverance from all sin and misery, and in whom and with whom is found victory over death itself, and with whom and in whom is found ways and means that our fleeting lives here below become so meaningful and purposeful and fruitful still. The Lord God to whom Moses prayed is the great triune God of salvation, who is not only willing but able to make the crooked straight and the rough places plain, and who can bring clean out of the unclean, and who can blot out all our transgressions and make us each and all, as many as come to Him in faith and repentance, as those who are washed whiter than snow before His holy sight. The truth is that this one glorious Almighty God has such a fountain of beauty in Himself, and He has opened for sinners like us with no beauty by nature because of sin. He has opened, if I may put it that way, a beauty parlor where you may enter free of charge and be beautified through and through. Yes, even as often as you and I come to Him for His mercy and grace, for His beauty upon us and in us and with us. This is the gospel message also for us in 2002. Thank God there's still endless beauty found with the Lord for sinners and saints who apply to Him, praying this prayer of Moses, "Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us." The riches of this prayer is that it tells the heart of the gospel itself. For how can the holy God be an endless source of beauty for people like us who are so undeserving of ourselves and make ourselves so ugly so often because of our sins and sinfulness? The secret is found in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners, who suffered the wrath of God against sin on sinners' behalf, and who lived the pure and holy life God demands from us in the place of sinners, so that now in and through Him you and I may be declared and made beautiful in God's sight for real and forever. Very interestingly, God's Word tells us in Isaiah 53, verse 2, about the suffering servant, referring to Jesus the Savior, that in his sufferings, this was true for him. There was no beauty or comeliness about him, which shows us, doesn't it, how much Jesus suffered on sinners' behalf. Jesus laid aside his beauty and was made sin in whom was no sin, that we through his poverty might be made rich in the beauties of his righteousness and holiness. The rich gospel message is, this prayer of Moses can and will be answered freely and fully for as many as trust and follow the Lord in accordance with his word and will. No matter how marred and ugly your life may have become because of sin in you or from you or against you, through Jesus Christ, the beauty of the Lord may be freely and fully granted to you. Jesus is the one altogether lovely, and it is the Lord our God's delight in mercy to make his people, as many as believe, altogether lovely in and through him, Jesus the Savior. Indeed, God triune in Christ Jesus is able and willing to answer this prayer of Moses in a way exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think. Already in this life, the Lord makes his people beautiful in character and having a most blessed influence and impact in all of your relationships. And think of it, God won't rest till he has answered this prayer of his people in a way that one day in perfection you enjoy forever the beauty of the Lord in a place where there never ever again will be any more sin and temptation, and a place where, as Revelation 21 verse 4 says, there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. Indeed, in heaven, those who truly pray this prayer of Moses now, you will live then and there in a new creation of such timeless beauty and magnitude, and most beautiful of all, you will live face to face in the presence of God in eternal glory. Ah, the riches of this prayer. Do you see it with me, along with the reasons for this prayer? Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Will you too then pray this prayer today, thinking just of the reasons for it and the riches of it? That will surely then also show in your resolve being like Moses with this prayer, a resolve to stay with God and to follow after his word in all of life's journey. Truly praying Psalm 90:17 shows in being like Moses by the grace of God and Spirit of God, godly in your life, and desiring and resolving to be that above all and in all and with all. Then, though the obstacles may be many and great, you keep on keeping on, always looking to the Lord himself to be your guide and help unto the end. Moses lived by faith in God, and he is described in Hebrews 11 as one of the godly examples for us to follow. When you follow him, then you seek to worship and serve the Lord in the beauty of holiness. When that resolve is not there, it is wicked contradiction to this prayer of Moses. Psalm 90:17, let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. Having heard the reasons for this prayer and the riches of this prayer and resolve with this prayer, will this too be your earnest prayer now and always? Then for sure you are presently living right and your future is most bright. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us for Jesus' sake and to his praise. Amen. A copy of the preceding message you may receive, free copy, by writing to the Banner of Truth broadcast, 9790 Carlton Street, Chilliwack, B.C., postal code V2P6E3. You can also contact us and find out about the nearest Free Reformed Church at the website www.frcna.org. Thank you for listening.